On Rhode Island Sound, northwest winds at 22-25. Next high tide in Newport Harbor at 2:41 this afternoon. The sun sets at 4:21, sunrise tomorrow at 6:43. The moon is in the first quarter. Once again, a gale warning goes into effect at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Right now on the Newport waterfront, 57 degrees, and that's boating and the bay on WADK. Continue. Let us get into the Thanksgiving mode here on this Thanksgiving week. And we're going to talk a little bit about America's hometown and bust some myths of America's first Thanksgiving. Joining me on the line is the executive director of Plymouth 400 Inc., Michelle Pecoraro. Michelle, nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Bruce. Thanks for having us.
Well, it's a great pleasure to have you, our neighbors. And this was going to be such a monumental year, wasn't it?
Yes, yes. We had big, big plans for many, many years in the making. And, you know, we've managed to pivot and change our plans. But, yeah, it has been quite a year, hasn't it?
Well, it has for everybody. So why should Plymouth be any different? So there again, time goes on, and this is the 400th anniversary of the historic Mayflower sailing into Plymouth Harbor and all of that. So the Mayflower Thanksgiving, it is the first Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Well, in fact, there were many days when the pilgrims thanked God for their bounty, and there are many days when the Wampanoag Native people also thank their creator for their harvest or rain or, you know, the many things that we could be grateful for at a simpler time. And so they did not set out to have the first Thanksgiving. That wasn't in their minds. They just, you know, were having a harvest feast. And the native people, the Wampanoag, came with 90 men to the pilgrim village. And when they saw that they were preparing a large feast, that was when they went and they hunted for 5 deer. They brought venison back to the feast. And they did, in fact, have a lovely feast for 3 days, where they probably had turkey and other fowl like duck and pheasant. They used, you know, what they had in their gardens, which would have been beans and corn and squash. That is how the native people taught them how to plant that Three Sisters planting. And so, they did have a feast, and we now attribute the first Thanksgiving to that. But that came much later, calling it that.
Sure. It was always a fall harvest, though, and it really is significant that both the native people and the pilgrims were celebrating kind of the same thing and giving thanks. So that was really interesting. What about what they ate? Now, you mentioned that the Wampanoags brought some deer. They did eat some type of winged bird, like you say, a goose or a duck. There were and there are wild turkey in this part of New England, so it's possible they had turkey, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, they probably did. Again, you know, they would have hunted whatever they could have hunted, and so duck and turkey and other types of animals would have been fair game. And then, like I said, anything that they were growing at the time would have been on the table as well.
Yeah.
And cranberries, we know that cranberries are an indigenous fruit to this area. So it's likely that they were cranberries incorporated somehow, probably not cranberry sauce as we know it.
yeah, but, probably wasn't in the can with the marks of the can on it.
No, it wasn't jellied.
No.
But cranberries would probably were likely to have been used.
Sure. They ate outside, right?
They did. They probably ate both inside and outside. There wouldn't have been a house in the village big enough for everyone, but perhaps from a diplomatic standpoint, perhaps, and again, this is conjecture on my part, but perhaps there was a time when Governor Bradford had Massasoit and some of his some of his diplomatic team, if you will, in his home eating. But yes, they would have been outdoors. They would have been maybe sharing food in different homes, etc. And they also, it's written that they had some competitive games,
yes,
etc. That they also played together.
And then that part of the celebration really was set down, wasn't it? This was strongly suggested that this would be a good thing to do on a regular basis, including the games.
We don't know that historically. However, there would have been other opportunities to give thanks, certainly, and they may have done that either independently of one another or together. Those things we don't exactly know, but we do know that they had a treaty of mutual protection between the Wampanoag and the Pilgrims. And so that was important for both of their survival. And that treaty lasted for 50 years. And, you know, we know what happened to Native Americans across this country not long after that. And, we also tackle some of that as well. We made a commitment early on that that the Native voice would be incorporated into this commemoration. So we have Native board members, we have a Native advisory committee, and we've done several programs. We just finished a Indigenous History Conference at Bridgewater State University yesterday actually was the last day of that. So we've turned some things into virtual events. And that was one of them. So it's a little bit different this time around in that all of the different voices are being heard and listened to.
As it should be. And it will still be going on, of course, socially distanced and all that. And there is a celebration and commemoration going on in Plymouth. How can we find out more?
Well, there are two places I suggest you go to find out more. One is if you're planning to come here, which some people are still coming here to go to the museums, etc., you would go to cplymouth.com for many things going on around town. And then you can also go to our website, which is plymouth400inc.org. And that also that talks about our virtual events, but it also talks about three events that we're doing in the spring: a remembrance ceremony, a Wampanoag ancestors walk, and a 3-day maritime festival. You'll find information about that on the website.
All right, excellent. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks very, very much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you very, very much, Michelle Pecoriro from Plymouth, Massachusetts, America's hometown. You bet. And it's great to have our neighbors on with us. I mean, this year we may as well be 1,000 miles away, but you know what? We're there in spirit. Let's check traffic. WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. Between the bridges here, crash 24 northbound just near Portsmouth High School. So be advised of that. Otherwise, and that's clearing by the looks here, looks pretty good on the Newport Pell Bridge as we wrap up that, as we're wrapped up with the main construction, just a bit of slow traffic before the 3rd Street overpass and to the Connell off-ramp. Kalfas ramp looks a little busy right at the moment. You're slow through the eastbound toll. Otherwise, trouble-free 4 or 5 minutes from Boston Neck Road to the foot of the downtown Newport exits. Let's take a quick check out west here on the 138 Connector Road. We do have a crew in place just after you get on from Route 1, so be advised of that. The Scotted River Bridge, you are moving well, and that accident is cleared now, 24, so you're good on the Scotted River Bridge from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river to the Fish Road exit, the VD exit, where it's always VD and U. Now, north of that exit, watch for work crews both directions, 24 from the state line to the curve just before the Fish Road exit, where it's always VD and U, and we check the bridges every 30 minutes.
This portion of programming is brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org.
As your heating system ages, it can lose efficiency or stop working altogether. Superior Comfort Incorporated offers quality heating system installation for every home. You rely on your boiler for heat and hot water, and when your boiler breaks or stops working efficiently, you need an experienced HVAC contractor who's well-versed in boiler installation to replace your unit as soon as possible, as well as keeping your comfort and budget in mind. Superior Comfort offers a variety of makes and models and will help you select the new boiler to best fit your home. When you choose them for boiler installation, you'll get the benefit of affordable pricing, prompt service, quality workmanship, customer-focused professionals. Superior Comfort takes pride in their excellent customer service. They welcome the opportunity to show you how their skilled technicians can best serve you. Call today, 401-396-9171, or find them online at superiorcomfortinc.com for more information, or to set up an appointment for a furnace or boiler installation.
Holidays at the Newport Mansions will be more spectacular than ever this year with sparkling lights at the Breakers, our new outdoor experience. The Breakers and its landscape will be awash in thousands of festive colored lights, 28 spruce trees glittering and glowing, the Breakers facade bathed in color. Peek through the windows at Santa's workshop inside. Holiday music will fill the air. Bring your family for this new holiday tradition. Sparkling lights at the Breakers, November 21st through January 10th. For more, visit newportmansions.org.
Hi, this is Dolores Bauer, account rep for WADK. I've been a Newport area resident for over 40 years now, and I love where I live. How lucky are we? And so, I'd like to remind everyone how important it is in these times to support our local businesses. Tourist season is drawing to a close. It's up to us to help the restaurants, stores, and other local businesses get through this pandemic. Shop local stores now and for the holidays, from gifts to groceries. Use a local contractor for the home improvement you're planning. Eat out, order takeout, or buy a gift card at a locally owned restaurant. We keep hearing we're all in this together. If you believe that, show it with your support of local businesses. Those businesses will appreciate your support, and you'll be happy when they're still open when all this is done with. Shop local.
Broline Serves is our, through our Unite Us platform, is a collaborative tool that puts all of our social providers in the same network to deliver a collective impact for that veteran and military families.
We have over 160 personnel right now that are deployed, and they have been deployed for over half a year, and yet their families are home, and the spouses and guardians and things like that have been dealing with COVID, so they're not alone.
Brought to you by the State of Rhode Island and the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association.
WADK weather.
Cloudy today with periods of rain, could be heavy at times early, followed by a little rain in the afternoon, high 56. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 35. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and cooler, high 46. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 30. Wednesday, thick cloud cover, high 52. Thursday, milder with rain, high Thanksgiving Day, 60. I'm Brian May on 1540 WADK.
1540 WADK is online at WADK.com. Now giving you the information you need day and night at WADK.com.
Well, fresh from Miami, FLA, is Martha Parker and the Regatta Report. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. Welcome home.
Thank you. It's nice and rainy here, and trust me, we felt every bump of it on our flight up this morning.
Oh, boy. Bumpy ride, was it?
It was quite a bumpy ride. I actually flew from Fort Lauderdale to BWI, and that was nice and smooth and the whole bit, and then got on the plane for BWI to PVD, and they said, well, that rain what we had here in Baltimore this morning, that's now in Providence. I'm like, oh, great. Especially since we just did this great seminar. Sail Newport put together a wonderful seminar for the Challenger series, and the Challenger series is named after Dr. Shoemaker's boat, and that is the boat that I was sailing on the Ensign when we had the microburst, and they had a terrific meteorologist come on and explain to us exactly how microbursts all work. So I am looking at clouds this morning going, wonder if that could be one of those.
Well, we're getting a temperature inversion, so
right?
You don't know.
And that is one of the things that happened. So it was Sail Newport did a great job. They had on four of us who experienced it. Three of us had been sailing, and then Peter Cronin, who was the young instructor, who actually rescued quite a few people off of the boats that sunk. And we told the story, and I think Emily said they had something over 400 viewers on this Zoom, I guess you would call it a seminar. Yeah, Zoom seminar. And I got quite a few text messages afterwards. Great job. I'm like, yeah, I just sort of told the story about what we did. You kind of feel like, but it was a great learning experience for everybody to figure out that when you are in a situation like that, that really the most important thing is always make sure you have your life jackets, your personal flotation devices,
right,
which we refer to as PFDs. And then also to stay calm and look around, assess the situation, and work from there. So, yeah, it was definitely a good experience for their boat. But once again, I just want to say kudos to Sail Newport because they're always doing a great job. And Emily Gregario, who does the events, and Brad Reed, who was the point person and commentary on it. Everybody did a super, super job. So, yeah, so now I'm knowing, I think, maybe a little bit too much, isn't that whole thing? Like when you understand, like when you're younger, you're like, oh, it's a rainstorm, da 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 da. Now I'm like, what does that look like?
What is that?
Now?
Is it a microburst? Is it a thing? What's going on? And then just so you don't run out of things to worry about, we had another earthquake yesterday, so.
Oh, we did.
There was just a little one off New Bedford. They could feel it in Tiverton and Little Compton and places like that. So, just another thing to add to the mix.
Well, and that's where the last one was New Bedford.
Yes,
wasn't
it was pretty much the same place. It was a 3-6. It was in the ocean, down off of kind of Paid Narum that way, and it was down in the under the ocean, and that's where this one was. But it was only a 2.
Right. That one was very strange. It was like, I go like this. I go, oh, I think maybe we just had an earthquake. You know?
Right.
I was like, a what? I'm like, yeah, I think so. Well, it was really funny because I live right on Broadway. So when big, heavy trucks go by my house, it'll shake the house. I mean, that's how heavy some of those trucks are. So I was like, that's a really big, heavy truck that must be stuck at my house.
It's the same thing. Boy, that's a long truck.
Right. Was that a train?
Yeah.
I remember thinking that for a person. I'm like, oh, no, I guess not. Maybe it was an earthquake because, yeah, and I've been in a few, but not an earthquake like California gets earthquakes.
Right.
I'm relieved that we just have sort of mini, I don't know, what would you call that? Sort of like an earth equalizer.
Go, I think that is the technical term, because it's just sort of things straightening out underneath. It's like moving, you know, it's like moving things that are stacked together, and you move something and everything just sort of shifts and then sort of settles down.
It would be interesting to be on the water and to see what the wave action would be.
Yeah, that would be
interesting. You know, because if you can, I mean, when you think about it, the tsunami that was so tragic in Thailand, gosh, Bruce, is that now like 14 years ago or something?
That was around this time of the year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It absolutely was. And that was an earthquake that was miles away, right?
Yes.
It was in the middle of the Pacific. So all these things that you learn about the weather all come back to sailing or being on the water. Because if you're going to have a tsunami, you want to get not close to the beach.
That's true. Yes.
Get away from the beach. Right. Exactly. And, you know, a very well-known in the yachting world sailor was at that tsunami in Thailand, and he was taking the boat out, and he said that they literally kind of went over this really kind of like step-up wave, and they were like, wow, that's really weird. And they were probably about a mile and a half offshore when that happened. And then they literally, and it was Tim Dwyer, and literally kind of turned around. It was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
So he was there, but he said it was probably about a foot and a half, maybe 2 feet, but it was not really like a wave. It was more like a boom, boom, a step up.
Yeah.
And like, what was, you know, because you're used to waves and everything else like that, but all of a sudden it was like, what was that? And so, yeah, but it has been kind of crazy with the weather. My regatta that I just did, it blew like stink, as they say in New Zealand.
As they say, yes.
It was blowing the spots off the dog. And I'm like, oh, if it's blowing spots off dogs, that's pretty windy. That or another great saying they have down there is blowing the dogs off the chains.
You can just
picture that one.
Well, there's a picture I'm looking at right now of someone who looks like either one of those is happening to him, and he's Peter Burling, who is was at the helm of Team Brunel, and he has just been awarded the Magnus Olsen Prize,
which is fabulous. Peter is a wonderful, great sailor who completely deserves it. That is really, really good news.
Yeah, really. It was announced yesterday or the day before. It was announced yesterday. And
okay.
He is a Kiwi, and he's 29, and he already has an Olympic gold medal and an Olympic silver medal and 9 world championships.
Yeah, yeah. Quite the – and it was a killer that he got a second place in the Volvo.
Yes, yes.
He could have had that one. But actually, for me, it was a killer even more that Bawa didn't win it, because Bawa's done so many of them. So, yeah. Oh my gosh! Good for him, Peter Burling.
Yeah.
Good person, and he's doing America's Cup stuff.
Yes, he is. Yes.
So he, you know, could be the trifecta. Yeah, there, but you know, still has some things to put under his belt. But yeah, good for him.
There we go. So I thought I would pass that along. What are we looking at for this week? A quiet week. Everybody's got to go home, so.
Well, yeah, I guess that's going on. I think that there's I know that there's a lot. It was very interesting being down and racing out of the U.S. Sailing Center in Miami. The Olympic boats. I ran into Maggie Shea and Steph Roble, who are our U.S. representatives for the Olympics for 2021, 2020 ONE. So they're down there and they're practicing, staying on. They usually go to Europe to train because that's where all the big Olympic classes, regattas are. And they've opted to stay home to stay safe, stay within their pod, and a lot of action there. And I know this weekend they're having Olympic development clinics. So that's really cool. That's where they bring in some kids and not so young kids that really feel that they want to do an Olympic campaign. And so that's going on in Miami, but we'll definitely, I don't have any results on frostbiting, but I'll get those and we'll still have frostbiting. you know, for this Sunday so you can work off all that turkey.
Oh, good.
Or if it's blowing, you can be very grateful that you had all that turkey.
Well, there you go.
You can hold the boat down a little better.
Yes, definitely. So for sure. And so that is definitely something to be thankful for sure. And we will, of course, talk to you on Wednesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, Martha. Great to have you back. Thanks very, very much, as always, for being with us. And we'll chat with you on Wednesday, as we do every Monday and Wednesday. Martha Parker from Team One Newport and the Regatta Report. And while we're kind of in the mode, let's check the bay.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
There is a gale warning going into effect this afternoon, and for Narragansett Bay this afternoon, southwest winds around 15, gusting to 25, becoming northwest with gusts up to 35, waves 2 to 4 feet, patchy fog, showers, isolated thunderstorms, and yeah, there's a storm just offshore, and it's getting really kind of nasty out towards Nantucket all the way down to Montauk. Visibility 1 to 3. Tonight, northwest winds 15 to 20, diminishing to 10 to 15 after midnight, gusting to 35, waves 2 to 3 feet. Tomorrow, northwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25, and waves 2 to 3 feet. On Rhode Island Sound, the winds are northwest at 20 to 25 knots. Next high tide in Newport Harbor at 2:41 this afternoon. Sunset at 4:21. Sunrise tomorrow at 6:43. The moon is in the first quarter. A gale warning this afternoon. Right now on the Newport waterfront, we're down to 55 degrees. Thunder. And that is Boating in the Bay on WADK.
This portion of programming is brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org.
1540 WADK.
Here's 1 minute of what you need to know on this Monday. Massachusetts State Police are ready to re-enter the Taunton River to resume their search for a motorcyclist crashed on Veterans Memorial Bridge in Fall River on Sunday. We're a week away from going on pause. November 30th is the day, of course. Saturday, the state offered clarifications and increased guidance. The rule is gather with only people you live with, but children who split time between parents and main caregiver may gather with each household. Projected President-elect Joe Biden's first cabinet picks are coming as early as tomorrow. The Associated Press has reported Biden could name his nominee for Treasury Secretary, and Governor Raimondo is on the short list. Banking at Bank Newport? It's drive-up and ATM banking. You want to go inside the lobby, it's appointment only. And your weather word, rain. Details on the way on 1540 WADK.
The Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce is working for your business. Member benefits and opportunities are adapting to current challenges. In addition to ongoing communications and outreach, the Chamber can connect you with even more web-based networking, virtual professional development, and marketing opportunities. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, and visit newportchamber.com. The Greater Newport Chamber is working for you.
Season's greetings from Nairobi.
We're proud to sponsor the U.S. Marines Toys for Tots Drive going on now at all Cartage Furniture and Mattresses locations.
Start a holiday tradition with your family.
Gather up toys and clothing for the U.S. Marines Toys for Tots.
And drop them off at any Cartage Furniture and Mattresses locations. Nairobi will make sure they reach the children in need in our area.
Visit Cartage.com for your nearest location.
Nice sweater.
It's a Christmas sweater.
Happy holidays.
And many thanks for your help in making the season bright.
Every Monday through Friday, tune into The Big Ticket with me, Teddy Horn, from 4 to 5 p.m. I'll be covering all the latest sports news, scores, and rumors during your rush hour drive. So every week from 4 to 5, make sure to listen on AM 1540 WADK or WADK.com and stay up to date with your favorite sports.
America's Start your engines.
The roads are opening up, and it's time to drive again. Barry's Auto Group can make sure your vehicle is healthy and ready for the drive. Right now, they're offering up to 50% off the current labor rate on all services and oil changes. They're only $14.95. Don't forget about their Repair Now, Pay Later program, where you can service your car today and pay absolutely nothing for 1 year. Call Barry's at 847-5600 to schedule your next service appointment today. Or visit Barry's Auto Group at 166 J.T. Connell Highway across from Walmart on the Rotary in Newport. Barry's is proud to share the spotlight with these local businesses.
With the holidays right around the corner, give the gift of Newport Chowder Company's award-winning Muriel Seafood Chowder. Chowder packets are available to purchase online at newportchowdercompany.com.
Here's some good news from your Newport Public Library. The library is open Tuesday through Saturday. All patrons must wear a mask, limited access, but we're happy to retrieve any item in the collection. For more information, visit newportlibraryri.org.
The Big Ticket with Teddy Horn will now be airing daily from 4 to 5 p.m. on AM 1540 WADK.
Pilot of the airwaves, here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
Bruce Newberry!
There is deep fried turkey guidance.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with Corona.
There's guidance out there from the International Association of Firefighters, the Providence Firefighters, saying there's only one safe way to fry a turkey. And it's actually a few steps here. You skip the stuffing, choose a smaller turkey. Good luck with that, because the smaller turkeys are very, very scarce this year because everybody went for a smaller turkey because the gatherings had to be smaller and so forth. 8 to 10 pounds. Use the right amount of oil. Use outdoors, off the deck, away from structures in dry weather. The turkey should be thawed and dry. Ice and water cause oil flare-ups. Have a fire extinguisher handy. I do that even when I'm cooking in the house. A cooking fire is 3 times more likely to happen on Thanksgiving Day than on any other time of the year. Yes, indeed. Massachusetts has revealed a new statewide COVID public awareness campaign, urging residents to take precautions so that they can get back to their normal lives. It's called Get Back Mass. And it asks, what do you want to get back to? And people answer, going to live concerts, getting back to school and partying. We've worked hard, but we're not there yet, says the ad. Residents are asked to wear a mask, keep socially distanced, and get tested for COVID. The new campaign comes as Massachusetts grapples with growing COVID numbers and so forth. And yeah, I mean, we have it. And we have it in good supply in Rhode Island, but Massachusetts, it's worse. It can always be worse. They had like 2,000 cases. It's ridiculous. So there's that. There is a tornado warning in effect for Dukes and Barnstable counties, just in case we're running out of things to worry about. A tornado warning for the Massachusetts Islands. Seek shelter now. Go to the lowest level, away from windows, on Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket. And the Cape, too. All the way from east of Falmouth to Barnstable to Harwich. Wow. That's not good. So, see, it always could be worse. We don't have that kind of thing going here. What else? We're awaiting the numbers, I think. Haven't seen them as yet. It's pretty early. It's only 20 minutes of 12. So, we still have the number from Friday up there. Now, that said, I have the gas numbers for you. That we have. Rhode Island gas prices remain the same. $2.08 is the average in Rhode Island, same as a week ago. 3 cents cheaper than a month ago. And 43 cents cheaper than this day last year. Although AAA can't agree with itself either, because on one graphic it says 251, and then up above it, it says it was 259 last year. So it was a bunch more expensive last year. Massachusetts looking at 206, and they are down 4 cents. Connecticut 212. And it's all due to less driving. I mean, it's a little less driving on Thanksgiving. People are not staying home completely. And the latest guidance and all that stuff. But oil is up because of the vaccine. Isn't that interesting? So all of these things are going to just snowball and are going to hook on to each other. They're talking about, or are they talking about one vaccine being cheaper? The other thing that no one's thinking about, because nobody can get past, why do I have to wear a mask? But think about this for a minute. So you get the vaccine. You're going to have to get it again next year. Right? Good chance. Like the flu. So I'm going to tell you this. It's not going to be free next year. Because we will not be in a pandemic. So that will be interesting. And so no wonder all these pharmaceutical companies and CVS and everybody else, yeah, we'll give it away. As they used to say, we give you the razor and sell you the blade. And you'll always have to come back. So that is going to go on. Wednesday, I don't know how many of these questions I'll get to ask these two, but we are going to be joined by Dr. Philip Chan and Dr. James McDonald from the Rhode Island Department of Health, the two rock stars of the health department, and they're going to be talking about their podcast. But we want to ask them a few things. We want to ask them about, okay, is it just that it's about time that we acknowledge that people are going to get this thing and that we can't keep everyone from getting this thing? And is that the goal? I mean, somebody's got to get this. 900 people, 1,000 people, 600 people, whatever it is, are going to get this every day. So still, how many people have gotten this? Let's have a look and see how many people have actually caught this thing. I mean, quite frankly, I gloss right over those statistics because in one sense, it doesn't matter, because if someone caught it in March, they very likely got over it. Let's see. Cumulative positive tests may count people more than once. 60,371. Now, the people who have only gotten a first positive test is, let's see, new people who have only tested negative, cumulative people who have only tested negative, So I guess, here we are. Cumulative people tested, one count per person, 500,000. But that's not people. So I'm trying to find out how many people have had this thing. So I guess it would be the positive test. So 60,000, that's it? So out of a million people, it's not a lot. Cumulative people who have tested positive counts, first positive lab per person plus cumulative negative. No, we don't want that. I'll have to ask the docs. How many people have gotten this thing since the beginning? I don't think it's 50%. There haven't been 500,000 people that have come down with this. There might be, I don't even think there's that many people that have tested positive, because there have been that many positive tests, but there is a significant percentage of people who have been tested more than once. I do have a reasonable discussion that I will share with you after noontime today on a reasonable discussion about traveling for Thanksgiving and why you shouldn't, but why you may be able to. And also, yesterday was November 22nd, and this generation, my generation, remembers exactly where you were. We all remember exactly where we were on November 22nd, 1963. And this is now the 57th or 58th anniversary. 21, 22, 23, 57th anniversary. It'll be 60 years in 3 years, I hate to tell you. So we usually remember it and spend some time talking about it. And today I have Lady Bird Johnson's diary. And it was the subject of a PBS documentary that you may have seen. I did not, and I found it fascinating. I don't have Lady Bird Johnson's voice, but I have the words that came from her diary of that day. And it is really quite something. So I'll share that with you. And that'll be our commemoration today. And at some point, we should get the numbers. But hey, you know what we have coming up? We're going to start snow country today. That's great. Snow country is underway. We'll hear from our friends in snow country in a minute. Let's check the bridges. WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. As we know, the reconstruction project is done for the winter, and so for the most part, it's a good ride on the Newport Pell Bridge. We are occasionally heavy through the westbound toll right at the moment. There is a slow spot eastbound over the 3rd Street Bridge. That's kind of what's left of the work zone. The exit ramps are running pretty well. The 138 Connector Road, the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge, they are not working up there today because of the early rain. They may get to work there this afternoon. And the 138 Connector Road is fine out to Route 1. So altogether, 4 to 5 minutes from the Boston Neck Road exit to the foot of the downtown Newport exits. Mount Hope Bridge moves well in both directions. The Route 24 situation is good. Sakana River Bridge looking good from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river to the Fish Road exit, the VD exit, where it is always VD and U. And northbound on 24, watch for a slow ride with a construction crew each direction, Route 24, from just after the Fish Road exit up to the Mass Line. We'll check the bridges again in less than 30 minutes. We do it all morning long and into the midday. And we are just ahead of... We are just ahead of Bob Angel and Midday Sports.
WADK weather.
Cloudy today with periods of rain, followed by a little rain in the afternoon, high 56. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 35. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and cooler, high 46. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 30. Wednesday, thick cloud cover, high 52. Thursday, milder with rain, high Thanksgiving Day, 60. I'm Brian May on 1540 WADK.
Hi, it's Andy Davis with the Brick Alley Ski Report, brought to you by Exergen.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
We've waited a long time to get to the point where we can get out on the slopes again. Wachusett opened up early. They'll be riding on weekends at the moment. Killington and Vermont opened up this past weekend, and they did that with skiing and riding off both Killington Peak and from Snowden. Things kick off with about 13 trails with just advanced terrain open at the moment. We're looking for other spots like Stratton and Smuggler's Notch to be coming on board later this week. As the season gets up to speed, the best thing for you to remember is to know before you go. Snowcountry.com has collected a lot of information on how you can expect your ski day to go while you're at the resorts. And, of course, visiting your favorite resort site to get the exact details is always a good idea. More at Snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis with a Brick Alley Ski Report.
WADK Sports.
The New England Patriots ended up losing their game at Houston yesterday. The final was 27-20. That's not going to help the Patriots chase for a playoff spot. That loss drops them now to 4-6, while Houston's only 3-7. It was a 21-10 Houston lead at the half. Patriots did score a touchdown midway through the third quarter to get to within 4, but the rest of the way they could only come up with a field goal. Cam Newton on the day, 26 of 40, 365 yards, one touchdown, while Deshaun Watson, Texans quarterback, was 28 of 37, 344 yards, two touchdowns. He also ran for a score. A career day for the Patriots' Damier Byrd. He caught 8 passes for 132 yards and one touchdown. First time in his career he had a 100-yard receiving game. Running back Rex Burkhead has probably come up with a torn ACL. He'll be having an MRI today to determine that, and that could cost him the rest of the season. He suffered that injury early in the third quarter yesterday. Patriots will be back home this coming Sunday to deal with Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals, who have a 6-4 record in the NFC West. New England, after that, will then play 3 straight on the road. They'll be the LA Chargers, the L.A. Rams, that'll be a Thursday night game, and then Miami. The Cincinnati Bengals will have to play the rest of their season without the rookie quarterback Joe Burrow, the top pick in this year's draft, suffering a torn ACL in the Bengals' loss to Washington yesterday. The Pittsburgh Steelers are still undefeated, and yesterday they downed Jacksonville 27-3. And on Sunday Night Football, quite the entertaining game as Kansas City would defeat Las Vegas 35-31. Patrick Mahomes throws a late touchdown pass with 18 seconds remaining to give the Chiefs that win. And tonight in Monday Night Football, it's the LA Rams at Tampa Bay. The Boston Celtics are locking up forward Jason Tatum as he agrees to a 5-year contract extension that's worth up to $195 million. Tatum still has a year to go on his rookie deal, and then the extension will kick in. And also, the Boston Celtics have agreed to a deal with free agent Tristan Thompson from the Cavaliers. It's a 2-year deal worth $19 million. And they also signed guard Jeff Teague from Atlanta for 1 year. That'll help make up for the loss of Brad Wanamaker, who signed with Golden State. That's your WADK Sports Update.
You're listening to AM 1540 WADK. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of station management or its advertisers. Your views and opinions are welcome at 846-1028 AM 1540 WADK.
Are you a real coffee lover looking for the absolute best flavor you can get? Then try Custom House Coffee in Middletown. We roast the finest high-grown Arabica coffee beans every day, so we can give you the freshest, most flavorful coffee you can buy. Stop by our coffee house on Aquidneck Avenue and give us a try. If you brew coffee at home, pick up a pound. We take so much pride in our freshness that we print the roast date on every bag. Custom House Coffee has been recognized nearly every year over the past 18 years by Newport Life and Rhode Island Monthly magazines for best coffee, latte, cappuccino, or coffee house. Stop by the shop where you might find one of us roasting right there in the store. or pick up a pound at some of the finest markets in the area, including A Market, Clements Market, McQuaid's Markets, Green Grocer, Rock's Fresh Foods, Belmont Market, and many others. Custom House Coffee, 796 Aquidneck Avenue, Middletown, Rhode Island.
Take WADK to work for the talk of the town with Bruce Newberry. Bruce talks with local newsmakers, local celebrities, and you. Weekday mornings from 9 to noon, WADK.
For what it's worth, I'm Sherry Preston. It's one of those tranquil moments. You're sitting back, watching your puppy play along the shore of a pond. But for 74-year-old Richard Wilbanks, that Florida tranquility was quickly destroyed by a gator.
He just came out from under the water like a missile coming out and
From ABC News, tech trends. 5G is set to make our phones a lot faster, but that's only part of the plan. Details after this. Gizmodo's Caitlin McGarry says 5G data networks come in three flavors.
So you have low band spectrum, which is really widespread. You have mid band, which is, a little tougher. And then you have millimeter wave.
Millimeter wave 5G is the version that allows for super fast downloads, but network providers have bigger plans.
It'll be more meaningful for, say, autonomous cars connecting to streetlights and other infrastructure that's connected to the internet. It'll be meaningful for doctors who are doing surgery.
But right now, millimeter wave is only available in certain areas.
It requires carriers to add something extra an existing cell phone tower or to build additional infrastructure where they can put the 5G nodes.
With Tech Trends, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
All right, Chuck. It's 11:57. We're still waiting for the Corona news, watching Governor Andrew Cuomo, and he is doing his thing. I guess he's back to his daily briefings now. And he was just saying how even though the cases are way up in New York, the idea is, hang on a second, let me just do some mid-course correction here. Yes, can you go into the studio and put up the Comrex? That would be great. I would appreciate it. So, governor says that even though the cases are way, way up, there is a marked decrease in the number of fatalities compared to March. And it is really something that should be taken into consideration. Again, it is not a situation where it is the same as it was in March and April, but that it is different. Cabinet picks for Biden, Secretary of State, National Security Advisor, and more are being reported. According to Bloomberg and the New York Times, Joe Biden is set to announce close advisor Antony Blinken will be the Secretary of State. Jake Sullivan, formerly one of Hillary Clinton's aides, is likely to be named National Security Advisor. Other senior staffers include Linda Thomas-Greenfield, who will be UN ambassadors. That's one other person, guys. Don't use a plural. Still no word on Treasury Secretary, although that's supposed to come out tomorrow. And, of course, Governor Raimondo is on the short list, which would explain a lot of things. Because if it came to pass that were announced, that would explain perhaps some of the overall attitude and why some things, some people might say, are not making sense in how we're handling things thus far. So that could explain some things. A lot in her mind, that's for sure. Let's find out what's going on at noon.
From the VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Studios, this is your hometown information station. 1540 WADK Newport.
Gustav White, Sotheby's International Realty, selling Newport County homes since 1925. This full-service agency, locally owned by Paul Lees and Chris West, is an invaluable resource for residential sales, rentals, appraisals, and auctions, offering a wealth of local knowledge and worldwide exposure for your property. Over